Want to lead a revolution? You do if you want to build a wildly successful business. You do if you want to grow a devoted following. You do if you want to become the obvious choice for a big leadership role. Be the person capable of leading a movement. Master these three things. Number one, people follow people with ideas. Ideas are at the heart of every great movement. Ideas that fuel movements share several uncommon qualities. They are counterintuitive and unexpected. That's how the best ideas stay hidden for so long until that moment of breakthrough. The ideas are attention-grabbing and unconventional. That's what makes the movement they inspire so revolutionary. But the ideas are also obvious in hindsight. They give people the feeling, of course this is going to take off, or why didn't I think of this? And that's how the movement spreads like wildfire. A totally unexpected, unconventional, foregone conclusion. If you want to lead a movement, become a freakishly creative visionary. But some people simply aren't creative, nor are they visionaries. This isn't actually true, of course, but it becomes true if you believe it, because then you don't take the steps to make it your reality. Creativity isn't a gift or an innate talent. It is a process. A person doesn't lack creativity. A person lacks a process. A team doesn't lack creativity. It lacks a process. The heart of creative insight is simple. It is the connection of seemingly unrelated things that unexpectedly combine to solve an important problem. Creative breakthrough is an act of connection. The connection is born in silence, but the right conditions must be cultivated. An uncommon creative process is what cultivates the right conditions. If you want to lead a movement, you need to juice it with repeated creative breakthroughs. Repeated creative breakthroughs are the work of freakish creative visionaries. Number two, have you ever been a part of a dream team? It's nothing short of magic. Your team is a bizarre, multi-headed monster with one mind and one heart that's perfectly Frankensteined for the task at hand. You have total mind meld. Without speaking, you each know what the group is thinking. Without thinking, you each know when it's your moment to contribute. When internal tensions heat up, they never linger. When external pressures erupt, you laugh and have fun together in the center of the crucible. The group gets stuck, and the right person steps forward with the golden idea. The group divides and conquers, and the right person for each job is obvious, not because of predefined roles, but because of unmistakable talents and passions. If you want to lead a movement, forge an extreme dream team. There are two components to this. First, you connect the right people. What makes them right? Talent, of course, the diverse mix of it. Except talent isn't nearly enough. People must genuinely love what they do. That's the part that gets neglected. This especially applies to you. Talent is the engine. Passion is the fuel. Second, you forge perfect alignment. Anything less than perfect won't do. One mission, one vision and set of priorities everyone believes in down to their core, and one shared set of values. Perfect alignment is where most teams break down. Just a few degrees of misalignment on your priorities and your boat begins to slow as people row out of sync. Just a few degrees of misalignment on your values and your boat begins to sink. If you want to lead a movement, you must amass extreme talent with perfect alignment. And that is the work of an extreme dream team. Number three, leading a movement is the challenge of a lifetime. A movement builds in a gradual way, requiring reservoirs of stamina you never thought possible to maintain. A movement scales in a rapid way, demanding an intensity of energy you never thought feasible for one human being to sustain. Are you ready to catch a dragon by the tail and tame it? If you want to lead a movement, master the art of self-mastery. There are two sides to this.
First, you must master your process. The laws of nature apply to everyone. An equal number of hours in the day, an infinite onslaught of distractions, an inexhaustible reserve of willpower. Your time is precious. When it comes to how you use it, a human being is consistently unreliable. But a human being who has mastered their process is reliably consistent. Second, you need to master your inner energy. Just like talent is the engine of the team and passion is the fuel, productivity is your engine and inner energy is your fuel. Mastering your inner energy means expanding its quantity and reshaping its quality. You can't do this and ignore a single dimension of the human animal, from the utterly banal to the deeply profound. The mental, emotional, physical, and deeper aspects of yourself must all come together. If you want to lead a movement, you must tame and energize the human animal. And that is the work of self-mastery. So, master these three things. Your revolution awaits you.